Welcome to CUTV News Radio, where our hosts Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters talk to today's top thinkers from all around. Welcome to CUTV News Radio, where our hosts Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters talk to today's top thinkers from all around the world to bring you information, inspiration, and thought-provoking ideas that you can put to use in your personal or professional life right now. Covering a broad range of topics, we dig deep to discover what makes today's top thinkers tick. CUTV News Radio, it's the show where ideas matter. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
And we thank you very much for joining us live on CUTV News Radio. This is Jim Masters. A pleasure to have you with us today, and it's always a pleasure to have you with us. It is 1 p.m. Eastern right now at the time of our broadcast, and 11 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Pacific, that is. And always a pleasure to have you here learning about our amazing guests. And we do seek out and celebrate and find some of the most amazing people who are doing incredible things to make our world a better place. And somebody that's doing that every single day of her life is Dana Hartman, and she is absolutely amazing. This is actually for her part two of her interview with her here with us here on CUTV News Radio, and we're excited to welcome her back to our program. She has been really so wonderful in sharing all of the incredible work that she does, and we're so excited to have her back. You know, in her career as a regional sales director, Dana Hartman had one mantra: failure is not an option. Failure is not an option because it's how we choose to view failure. And any successful entrepreneur or anyone who's had great success in any area of their lives knows that failure is only phase one. Everything that is useful in our society failed before it worked. And you never fail if you choose to fall forward. Every time something doesn't have the outcome you've hoped for, you can call it failure, or you can learn and grow from it, which means it wasn't a failure. Today, Dana Hartman applies the same mantra to her clients as a master life coach. She's the executive director of Foundation Coaching Group, a public speaker, as well as she has been seen on TV shows such as The Marriage Boot Camp, Dr. Drew's Life Changers and Marriage Camp, and a six-week special filmed for Discovery Network, to name a few. When you're successful, you have power, says Dana. She's always had positive messages and positive concepts about life. She really wants her clients to have a sense of empowerment, a sense of ownership of their lives. In the beginning, Dana worked primarily with sales professionals and executives. Now, after more than 20 years of coaching, she not only works with professionals, but with everybody. She works with couples, singles, adolescents. There's really nobody that she hasn't worked with or has the potential to work with. So that could even include you or somebody that you know. She says healing from our wounds can reveal our greatest purpose, and it can introduce us to what we really are supposed to be doing with our lives. So it really is an eye-opening conversation we're having with Dana as we welcome her back to CUTV News Radio for part two of our exclusive live interview. Dana, welcome back to the program. It's great to have you with us today. Hope your day is going well, and nice to have you back here on CUTV News Radio.
Hi, Jim. Good to be with you again.
Absolutely.
My pleasure. I hope you guys are having a great day there.
We are. The sun is shining. It's warm. Spring has finally arrived. It took a long time. Still a little chillier than it should be this time of the year. But, hey, the sun is shining. And when the sun comes up every day, you're ahead of the game, right?
Wonderful. That's right. That's right.
It's all about a positive outlook, which I know you are very, very big on. I want to just define for our audience two things. First, what inspired you to do this incredible, beautiful, and empowering work that you do, Dana? And then define for us how you define what a master life coach is.
Right. Well, you know, the inspiration for me really came along many years ago in my 20s. I lost my brother who committed suicide. And after, several months, even a year, it took for me to actually forgive him, because I was so angry at him for leaving me that it took some time for me to forgive him. And once I did, I realized I really wanted to give my brother's life and his death a legacy. I wanted it to have purpose and meaning. And I began really sharing my story and various stories, and figured out what I felt was sort of a secret to the universe, that, wow, these things that are painful in my life, if I heal from them and then give them back to help somebody else in a similar situation, I receive a blessing for helping someone else. And, you know, for years I felt like I wanted to just scream it off the rooftops that, you know, we don't have to live in pain, because the world is really short on heroes, and we need people who are willing to lift other people up. And that started my inspiration for what I do. That was really kind of the precipice of, I want to make a difference in this world. And so I may not impact millions of people in my lifetime, but if I impact a few, then I feel like I've left the world a better place than when I got here. And I think that should be the legacy mindset that we all live with.
Oh, I agree 100%. So then the definition from your point of view of the work of a master life coach, tell us a little bit about that for the audience tuning in who might not be aware of that today.
Right. Well, becoming a master life coach is really about just more training, more classroom time, if you will, in your certification and education process. But all coaches are able to help people and help people set goals and move people to the next level. So being a master coach, you know, I'm one of those people that is somewhat of an extremist. I'm usually one end or the other. So when I decided to become certified, although I was grandfathered in and had been coaching before there was a certification, once I decided to get certified, I had to go the full distance to be, you know, at the highest possible level of coaching. And so with that in mind, you know, master coaches just have some more resources and some more education behind them to really help their clients and to create social media. There's a lot of technical training, I would say, in the master courses, and really sort of helps you just put yourself in play for the client that may be anywhere in the world.
Absolutely. And the clients that you work with, I'm sure they come from the pinnacles of success to just starting out, all different age groups, demographics, different issues they're dealing with in their lives. Tell us a little bit about the clients and some of the folks that you work with.
Right. Well, you know, Jim, I always say, if you've got a pulse, you're a possible client. And everybody really should have a life coach. So, you know, we all have goals, and we all have things that we aspire to do. We all have places that we want to get in life. And yet we also have the things, you know, I loosely call it baggage, but we all create these things in our life that hold us back. We all have these barriers to the success and the dreams that we want. And sometimes that may come from, you know, someone in our childhood who just said, you know, you can't do that. You're not that talented, or you don't, you'll never amount to anything. Or it may even be something less intense, where it was just the parent who thought a sibling had better skills in sports or whatever. And it creates in us a subconscious wound that can hold us back. And of course, we can't change what we're not aware of. And so if something resides in our subconscious mind, then we're incapable of changing that until we're able to recognize that it exists. And so part of the work that I do is help people bring that out. And everyone has core wounds, childhood wounds, if you will. Nobody gets a pass on that. So it is just one of those things that it helps us to help the client remove barriers. And to so everyone, you know, I've worked with, as I said with Doug last week, you know, I've worked with people just recently, as last year, who were incarcerated and, you know, had committed horrible crimes, and they were able to find, you know, healing and purpose. And so my client could be anyone from somebody who's done something terrible to someone who just doesn't know what direction they want their life to go. To somebody who's an entrepreneur and executive, someone very successful that just wants to keep growing.
So really, it does run the gamut, absolutely. And
yes.
You've always said when you're successful, you have power. That's a really important and valuable statement that one can realize, appreciate, and apply, right?
Right, right. Back in my corporate days in software, I was a single mother raising kids, and I figured out that success was power. If my team was number one, if we were breaking the records in our company, then I knew I would be there to take cupcakes on their birthdays or to go have lunch with them if I wanted to. I knew that success would give me the freedom I wanted to be available for my kids. And so I trained all my salespeople, you know, success is power. If you're blowing out your numbers and you're doing a great job and you decide you want to go play golf on Friday, what am I going to do?
Mm-hmm.
Am I going to fire you? No, I'm going to tell you, go do that. Work hard, play hard. And I want you to go and do that. So to really have power in our own lives is to command our lives. And, you know, we can allow life to wash over us and be in a reactive mode, or we can really take ownership of it, create that success that we want, and have the ability to command the things we want to bring into our life.
Beautifully said, and I know you love the work that you do, and, you know, when you're able to change lives for the better, there really is nothing like it. Can you share with us, in speaking to that, maybe some success stories, some examples of where somebody came to you dealing with point A, but you were able to get them to point B through your work and your efforts?
Yeah, well, because we have a really awesome and unique program that is organic. I've created our own internal program, and over the last 20 years, it's been tried, tested, and proven. So I've had clients that have come in, and one, for example, was a couple who had already gone through a divorce, and the husband came in and was a client of mine, and through our work, he realized that he really loved his wife, his ex-wife, and wanted to try and reconcile their relationship, and believed that there were quite a few things that they had not done in order to heal. And so they began seeing each other once again, and she came in and they began working with me as a couple. And before you know it, I was standing at their wedding, and they reunited and put their family back together. And, you know, that's such an incredible feeling to see someone who feels like they really just didn't complete the healing process, and they jumped, you know, quickly into we can't make this work. We've done everything in our own power that we know how to do, and so we're throwing our hands up. Then come and seek out some professional help and realize, you know, I really haven't exhausted. We never exhausted all the possibilities, and to go through that with them was amazing. I've had clients who have struggled with addiction, and have had even addiction to prescription drugs that their doctors promoted and gave them way more medication than they should have. And I've seen them really heal and help them get the resources that they needed in their lives. And now they're breaking records in their career and becoming the family men and women that they really wanted to be. You know, I feel like every day I get to see miracles happen with my clients, because I watch lives transform, and I watch people really reach their goals. And there's so many examples of successful clients. And when I say successful, I don't mean financially. I mean successful in the coaching process, that have overcome and been able to create the life they want.
Which is incredible. I mean, like I said, it's nothing better when that is able to happen. And I think one of the great things, too, is you teach them the skills that they need to be able to tap into themselves and let rise to the surface the resources they need from within. So when Dana isn't necessarily in the room with them, they can tap in to and remember what you've taught them along the way, because taking responsibility for oneself is also a big part of really appreciating and experiencing the full benefits of life coaching, right?
Absolutely. You know, my job isn't to do it for them. My job is to teach them, you know, within themselves where to find the resources that they already possess. And so, you know, I help give them the confidence, and I've developed a lot of tools that they take with them when they're out in the world doing their thing. But, you know, a person has to be really ready and willing to do that work. I've been known to hand a client of mine a deposit slip and say, you know, you haven't done anything I've asked you to do, so why don't you just drive through the bank and just make a deposit, save our time. And they'll just look at me like, what? And I'm like, you know, if you just want to pay me, you know, just pay me. I mean, but we don't have to waste either one of our time. I've got a waiting list. And they'll just be, you don't think I've done anything? And I'm like, I'm certain you haven't. So I'm pretty tough on my clients too. You know, if they, I always say, I can't want this for you more than you want it for yourself. And I really want it for you bad. And so that growth has to come from within. And I do send them off with those resources and those tools and really what they need to make that transition. And of course, it's very difficult to change habits and your way of thinking and your internal dialogue. But with the right tools and with the determination, I fully expect that my clients will go out into the world and make those transitions, and they do.
That's what it's all about, absolutely. You know, so much of coaching is that simple shift in perspective that we'll need. You come to discover that it's really all coming from you and that you have the power to turn that ship around. So tell us a little bit about how that process works. When people come to a life coach, when they deal with a life coach, when they want to, you know, improve their lives and be happier and more successful and more fulfilled and more satisfied, do they have to come with a prerequisite, or what are those first steps like when they contact you, an expert like yourself, Dana? What do they need to do and to be ready to do, and then what happens from there when they make that initial contact?
Well, you're right. Some clients come in and they really just don't know what they want to work on. They just know something's not right. Other people come in with a very specific goal in mind, and it could be anything from personal relationships that they want to improve, or career goals that they have in mind, or, you know, individual personal goals they have for themselves. And as we work together, we tend to find out what those barriers are that have held them back, because many people come to a coach because they can't seem to master that goal by themselves. And the people who come in to see me that don't have an idea where they want to start, a lot of times, you know, there's a couple of things I hear really often. I'll have people who come in and they're sitting on my couch in tears, and they're saying, you know, I've just got all these walls up because I don't want to get hurt again. And my first question is always, if you have walls up so you won't get hurt, why are you crying? Because your walls, they don't work. Nobody gets to live on planet Earth without some pain. That's just part of it. And people think they put walls up so they won't get hurt, but they're just hurting alone. They're hurting in isolation. So throwing up walls, it doesn't work. Another thing I hear a lot is, I've failed so many times. And I just love to take people through, you know, a rethink of failure, because, you know, that's one of my big things is, you know, you can't look around wherever you may be. You look around and you can see light and carpet and things hanging on the wall and silk plants and pillows and somebody, you know, I'm sitting here right now with a pen in my hand that has a little spring in it and a clicky thing so it can go in and out. Somebody had to figure out how to do that, how to make that, and they didn't get it right the first time. They failed at it. And they didn't walk into a laboratory one day and just shove ink into the little thing and make a retractable pen. They just didn't. So through failure, somebody created a very useful product that we all have and use and are able to enjoy. But but successful people have to recognize that failure is phase one. So if you fail and you learn from your failure, you didn't actually take a step back. You actually failed forward. And that means it wasn't at all, it wasn't a failure at all. That means it was growth. So, you know, as those people who come in and don't really know what they want to work on, they just know things aren't working. As they rethink, you know, as we rework the way that they, that their internal dialogue works, you know, I'm a failure or I never get this right. Then they start to see that, you know, their own self-talk is really what's sabotaging them. And, you know, self-talk is the most powerful thing in all of psychology. What we say to ourselves is the most powerful thing there is. And so helping people figure that out, it's awesome. So, yes, everything from setting goals, working with couples, working with adolescents, working with professionals, and everyone is unique. Every single person that walks through the doors has something unique to bring to bear and some unique part of their history that they haven't quite resolved that may be in the way. They have unique goals. They have unique lives. They have everything. Every day is a new day. I mean, one thing is for sure, there's no boredom in being a coach.
That's right. Exactly. Every day is different, and you approach it differently because it's not one size fits all, right? Everybody has
right.
their own. They're coming from different perspectives and different thought processes, different hopes and desires, skill sets. So you customize what you do. You have certain formatics and certain ways of going about doing the work that you do so beautifully, but at the same time, you craft it, mold it, customize it for the individual you're dealing with, right? And that's a very important
Absolutely.
Thing to do, right?
Yes. Everything really in my business is about customizing for the individual client. When I'm speaking at speaking, you know, at different engagements, you know, I tailor that that talk to the audience so that it is beneficial to them. So my world is all about meeting the needs of my clients individually, yes, in every area.
I want to make mention, too, some exciting things in terms of visibility. People may know you from other things out there in the work that you've done. As a public speaker, you've also been seen on television programs such as The Marriage Boot Camp, Dr. Drew's mm-hmm. Life Changers, and Marriage Camp, a six-week special filmed for the Discovery Network, just to name a few.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you're also executive director of Foundation Coaching Group. Tell us about Foundation Coaching Group and why you wanted to form the Foundation Coaching Group and some of the work that you do.
Well, when I started the company many years ago, it really began, it really took the form it has today because of my speaking engagements. So many people wanted to coach with me after they heard me speak that I had too many people. I couldn't possibly see them all. So I decided I wanted to start helping other coaches really launch their careers and set up our beautiful offices and brought on more and more coaches. We have anywhere from about 10 to 15 coaches at any given time. And coaches sometimes launch once they've had some experience under their belt. They'll go and kind of do their own thing somewhere else. And others have stayed with us for many years. But I was able to really help other coaches. And, you know, I'm not proprietary about what I do or what I teach. If I can help someone, if we as a group can help someone, that's priority number one. And so I began bringing in other coaches to be a part of our team. And I watched them all sort of develop their own niches and their own concepts and ideas. And when we meet together as a team, of course, we share those. And those are all available. But, you know, your audience should definitely go to our website at foundationcoachinggroup.com and meet some of our coaches, read their bios. I have people that are PhDs. I have a doctorate. And, you know, one of our doctorates, Dr. Carla, is a world-renowned opera singer that traveled the world and did opera in six languages. We have an MD who now is coaching doctors. You know, we have just a variety. Of course, we have our LPCs that are licensed professional counselors that do play therapy and things like that, so that when we have clients who actually need a therapeutic solution, then we can refer them on, and or they may have a child who is in need of some, you know, a child's counselor, and our guides are certified in that. So we just have a full service program. We do group coaching, which is somewhat like a support group, and a little bit more solution based, I would say, than just your typical support group, because, you know, our coaches sit in on various of those groups and try to offer some healing and some solutions rather than just, you know, letting people share about what hurts. So, you know, we really just have an amazing program. That being said, because of the internet, we can now see clients all over the country, all over the world, because we have that face-to-face time. Now through the web, we can do coaching with people who aren't in our area. But the people who are in our area, we do have great offices and group coaching. And, you know, like I said, we offer a lot to our clients.
You sure do. And if people are outside the area, like you say, they can still avail themselves of the opportunity for coaching through, what would you say, Skype and other technology?
Yeah, we use a different program than Skype, but it's similar. It gives us that face-to-face time with them, and that way, you know, we can see body language. We can, you know, really get a feel for if something is going on with us and our client, if we've said something and there's a physical reaction. There's such a benefit to being able to physically see one another when you're talking. And today, I would say that's possible for just anybody, any client. If they have a computer, then they would be able to do that with us. We do have a handful of clients that will work with us via phone, because they may be on the road or they may travel sometimes, and so they will do phone sessions with our coaches or with myself, and that's possible as well, you know. But when they're still or in their room or whatever, then we'll do a FaceTime meeting with them. So we're really building rapport, even though they're not exact, you know, in our physical offices.
Our guest today is Master Life Coach Dana Hartman. The websites, there are two that you can check out. One is for Foundation Coaching Group, and the other is for Dana's website direct. You can start off with www.foundationcoachinggroup.com or www.danahartman, and that's D-A-N-A, Hartman, HEARTMAN.com. Both are fantastic websites, great places to begin to connect with Dana. Again, as you can tell, Dana is very, very passionate about what she does, loves what she does, and she's helped many people and might be able to help you or somebody that you care about. Dana, thank you so very much for joining us.
You're
here
very welcome. Thank you for having me.
It was a real pleasure. Absolutely. Looking forward to chatting with you again soon, and enjoy the rest of your day, Dana.
Thank you, Jim. You do the same.
All right. Take care now. Our very special guest, again, Master Life Coach Dana Hartman. Check out those websites, foundationcoachinggroup.com or danahartman.com. Matter of fact, I'm going to be flying out to see her at her location very soon, too, for a video interview. So stay tuned for that coming up as well. All right, for all of us here, we thank you very much for joining us. This is Jim Masters. We appreciate you being a part of our show as well, and we wish you a terrific day.
You've been listening to CUTV News Radio. If you want to learn more about our programming or perhaps be considered for a future show, visit us on the web at www.cutvnews.com. And if you enjoyed listening to today's show, subscribe to our podcast on iTunes or Stitcher and be sure to write a review. Thanks for listening, and from all of us at CUTV News Radio, we hope you have a productive and inspired day.